Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Ever feel like your emotions are on a roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into an emotional abyss. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with stimuli, triggers, and expectations, leaving our emotional well-being hanging by a thread. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving deep into the art of managing your emotions effectively because let's face it, mastering your inner world is the ultimate key to unlocking calm confidence and living a more fulfilling life. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, okay, Logan, another self-help podcast, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a robot devoid of feelings. It's about learning to understand your emotions, recognize the triggers, and respond to them in a healthy, empowering way. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like the weather, they are always changing, sometimes beautiful, sometimes stormy. The goal isn't to stop the rain from falling, but to have an umbrella and maybe even learn to enjoy the refreshing shower. So, what are some practical ways to become a master of your emotional landscape? Buckle up because I've got 5 key takeaways that will change the game. First off, awareness is everything. You can't manage what you don't recognize. Pay attention to your physical sensations, thoughts, and behavioral patterns when you're feeling stressed, angry, or anxious. What are the early warning signs? Do your shoulders tense up? Does your heart start racing? Identifying these triggers is like having a GPS for your emotions. Next up, challenge your negative thought patterns. Ever notice how our minds can sometimes spiral into negativity? I'm not good enough, this is going to be a disaster, why me? These thoughts can snowball and make us feel overwhelmed. But here's the kicker, they're often distorted. Learn to question those negative voices and replace them with more realistic, empowering thoughts. Remember, you are capable, resilient, and worthy of happiness. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, though that can be helpful. It's simply about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. When you find yourself getting caught up in anxious thoughts or worries about the future, gently bring your focus back to your breath, your surroundings, or even a simple sensory experience like the warmth of the sun on your skin. Don't be afraid to seek support. We're not meant to go through life alone. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or a therapist about what you're going through. Sharing your feelings can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Finally, engage in activities that bring you joy. Make time for hobbies, passions, and experiences that make you feel alive. Whether it's painting, playing music, hiking, or simply spending time with loved ones, nurturing your inner world will create a more balanced and resilient emotional state. Let me paint you a picture. You're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly, someone cuts you off in traffic. Your blood pressure spikes, your fists clench, and anger starts to boil over. But instead of letting that road rage take control, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is just one small incident and it doesn't define your entire day. You choose to let go of the anger, acknowledge your frustration, and focus on getting to your destination safely. You recognize that reacting impulsively would only escalate the situation, so you opt for a calmer, more constructive response. That, my friends, is emotional mastery in action. So, there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to help you manage your emotions effectively. Remember, becoming emotionally intelligent is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself. Practice these techniques consistently and celebrate the small victories along the way. Let me know your thoughts on this episode. Share your own experiences with managing emotions in the comments below. And if you found this episode valuable, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share it with friends who could benefit from this wisdom. Until next time, keep striving for calm confidence, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.